Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic joins us to address a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, a lot of my patients have focused on, I've made some New Year's resolutions, and of course, many of the New Year's resolutions focus on weight loss and a healthier lifestyle, of course. Those are the top things on our list that we definitely want to see on people's New Year's resolutions. And when we think about weight loss, a lot of my patients will have difficulty losing weight, and it might be due actually to an under-functioning metabolism, which actually affects the rate at which we burn calories for energy. So let's talk about a couple of signs that our metabolism might need a boost. Typically, the kind of symptoms that people might be experiencing could be tiredness and fatigue, certainly, difficulty losing weight in spite of doing exercise, for example, cold hands and feet. There's so many other symptoms, including irregular periods, poor sleep, and too many that we can really go through today. But what I really want to focus on is a couple of ways that we can boost our metabolism. I want to talk about five today and then five next week. So the first point that I wanted to focus on is really to give our body the calories we need. So many times, I hear about my patients trying to reduce their calories, restrict their calories, but really the body really wants to make sure that we have enough energy that we need, because often what will happen is if our body isn't getting enough energy, it actually adapts and it requires then fewer energies for survival. So it actually adapts to make sure that we're able to survive. So cutting down your metabolism or cutting down your calorie intake actually can result in short-term weight loss, but in fact, it's difficult to sustain over a long period of time. The second point is adding spices. Spices actually have a thermogenic effect on our body. It actually increases our heat production. So consuming spicier foods, things like cayenne pepper, ginger, turmeric, can actually impact our metabolism. Now, some people have difficulty with spices, so we need to make sure that we're not eating too many spices that are impacting our digestion and causing acid reflux. Focusing on B vitamins is really important. Our body really needs B vitamins to help our body metabolize foods. And good sources include fruits and vegetables, bananas, many whole grains and legumes. And for those people that are vegetarians or vegans, B12 is mostly available through animal sources. So it's really important to take a supplement if people are vegans or vegetarians. We really want to focus on whole foods, plenty of protein, for example. When we eat heavily processed and overly sweetened foods and beverages, it actually creates inflammation in our body and it actually slows down digestion. So, and of course that will slow down our metabolism. So we really want to eat good sources of protein. Protein actually prevents muscle loss, and we definitely want to have more muscle because it actually helps helps our body burn fat more. And the last thing I want to talk about is adding resistance training to a workout. So if people are already doing some aerobic exercise, adding muscle training really helps to increase our metabolism and actually helps us burn fat more efficiently. So if people want to have more information, if they're interested in losing weight, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001 and we can talk about ways to help reduce weight.
A complimentary consultation is yours. Take down the number 905-707-2001. Your road to health naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I'll look forward to the next part of this.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.